Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. 936-207. Y'all's worst show is great compared to other sports talk shows. Thank you. Thank you very much. 936 guy, we appreciate that.
It's all a subjective thing, though.
It
man.
Is.
Like,
it is.
We'll listen, listeners. We'll pander to you. You want me to dance? I'll dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dance. Tell me how you want me to dance. I'll dance like a damn buffoon, a fool.
You got that right. Yeah,
you want me to do the gritty? I'll do the gritty.
You got that right.
We're here to serve you.
Indeed.
I don't want intellectual enlivening conversation or anything.
Mm-mm, mindless.
I want lowest comment. I want nonsense that entertains people.
I like stuff you don't have to think about very much. That's what we're here for. Like Jameis Winston, for example. Jameis Winston. So I played this clip yesterday, and I played this clip, and I thought, this would be something Seth and I can laugh about. And then after I played it, I felt like a complete heel because I think Seth thought I might have been portraying Jameis Winston unfairly by playing this clip. Is that fair to say,
Seth? Yeah, I felt
Seth?
Like you cut it off right in the middle where I felt like Jameis had a bigger point to make.
We were as convenient for maximum entertainment value. I had the gall to cut it off right there. So, once again, just to reset, here's the version of the quote that I played from Jay. This is from the NFL Network, Jameis Winston doing an interview with Rich Eisen and Michael Irvin and some of the guys on there, talking about his love for playing football.
As a kid, my passion was always football, right? But being taken away from the game, I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
Okay, so that... I mean, it sounds really funny, right?
Right, but there's a whole lot that could have come before and after that where he said that, like, okay, I loved watching football or whatever, yeah.
And being the fair person that I am, I went back yesterday and I said, you know what, Seth is right. Am I portraying Jameis Winston, who I happen to enjoy very, very much? I said earlier this week, I know I said it on my national show this weekend, I would endure 2 or 3, 4 and 13 seasons with Jameis Winston and David Culley as my head coach and quarterback just for the press conferences. I absolutely would. I think they'd be a dynamic duo of press conferences. However, your point is fair, Seth. So was there something said before and something said after that make that chunk sound a little less ludicrous? Mm-hmm. Here is the broader quote, including the question from Michael Irvin to Jameis Winston.
Went through that ACL surgery and that repair and everything and how tough it was for me. But through the tough process, it made me say, man, when I get back on that field, I promise you, I ain't gonna complain. I'm gonna just be happy. I'm gonna give it every bit I have, every bit I got. Did it bring an even deeper and greater love? I know you always loved the game, but did it give you a deeper and greater love once the game got taken away?
Man, as a kid, my passion was always football, right? But being taken away from the game, I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just missed playing football, being with my teammates, game planning, and actually, you know, just attacking the field with them. So this was the first time in my life where, you know, when I first got to the Saints, I got a chance to sit behind Drew and, you know, it took everything slowly, but this is the first time I was not in the building. You know, I was really removed from this. So I was able to grow a lot with my family. I was able to really build more of my foundation and my faith. And, man, and I just got hungrier.
Okay, okay. This is didn't make any more sense. Other than Sean, it made sense on a Yogi Berra level.
Okay.
Where, you know, Yogi Berra would say things that didn't make any sense, except you knew what he meant. They kind of, almost in not making sense, it made sense because you knew the feeling. Like one of Yogi Berra's quotes was like, well, nobody goes to that restaurant. It's too busy or it's too crowded. Like, yeah. Like, wait a second. It doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of people there. But you know what he's talking
Baseball
about.
Baseball is like, 90% half mental. That's a Yogi Berra.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know exactly what he means.
Right.
Even if logically it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think what Jameis meant to say was something along the lines of, that he didn't realize, he didn't genuinely and truly realize the parts of the game that mattered to him most.
Yeah.
Something along those lines, that until he had it taken away from him, because he'd always been a starter, I'm sure, on every single level.
Right.
Until he had it taken away from him, he didn't appreciate the simple joy of just going out and playing football.
Yes.
Without all the accolades or anything else like that, just the playing. So I also think they do a disservice to him by going on with Michael Irvin, because I think that I think Jameis is going to feel a natural need to try to, like, step up to Michael Irvin's level of being an emphatic, emotional speaker.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not going to go well. It's going to ends up being too much too soon.
Well, Michael was feeding the beast, because you hear it right after Jameis said the thing where, I realized I missed playing football. Michael's going, yes, yes, yes. You can hear, hey, Chris, cue that up one more time. Play it one more time. Like, Michael's just the long one. Michael's just feeding the beast right there.
Went through that ACL surgery and that repair and everything, and how tough it was for me. But through the tough process, it made me say, man, when I get back on that field, I promise you, I ain't gonna complain. I'm gonna just be happy. I'm gonna give it every bit I have, every bit I got. Did it bring an even deeper and greater love? I know you always loved the game, but did it give you a deeper and greater love once the game got taken away?
Man, as a kid, my passion was always football, right? But being taken away from the game, I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just miss playing football, being with my teammates, game planning.
Okay, that's good. Look at, I mean, Michael's just gassing
that's
him
good.
Up.
He's being an active listener.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenon that happens where some guys can get away with this while they're playing. Like, Ray Lewis got away with saying things that didn't make any sense at all. Like, you'd hear guys that played with him talk about, like, some of Ray Lewis's speeches.
Oh, dude.
he'd get up and he'd start. There's always, like, kind of like the guys that, like, especially as you get older, you get a little bit this way. You're kind of like, all right, man, I've heard all
this
before.
Yes.
And you start, like, making eye contact with each other. Like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, I was just going to say, dude, go back and watch any of Ray Lewis's pregame gyrations with the team gathered around him that, like, 2/3 of those guys inside or rolling their eyes at what Ray is doing.
Right. But it makes he gets away with it because A, he's Ray Lewis, he's really, really good. And B, it was still the emotion that mattered more than anything. But then when Ray Lewis got on as a commentator and tried to do the same thing, you're not afforded the same relaxed rules. You got to actually make some sense.
That's right.
So Jameis has all of the emotion and passion and all that stuff. But I think he's just, every now and then he's got to rein it in a little bit and maybe, I guess, think before he speaks.
Oh, God. If they ever made Jameis a commentator on one of the studio shows, that would be the absolute best.
See, one of our listeners said, am I missing something? I thought that made total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it made more sense playing the whole thing. It did make
more
sense. It made more
sense to me.
Thing.
And that was my whole point was that when he first, the clip that was floating around on social media made it sound like Jameis Winston was saying, like, I always thought that I liked the color orange.
Right.
But it turns out I like seeing the color orange. Like, yeah.
Yes.
We kind of assumed that that's what you meant. So, but yes, in full context, I think it makes a lot more sense. That's why I wanted Sean to play the whole clip.
And I did, because I am a fair and just person. 615-800. Man, it's a slow news day. You're making something out of nothing with the Jameis thing. Yes.
Yes.
It's a slow news day. Why do people think that pointing out it's a slow news day, it comes across... I need to assume positivity, Seth. I need to assume positivity. They're merely pointing out it's a slow news day. They're not taking issue with our topics that we're using right now.
That's what Quincy Avery said yesterday when Tyler Milner was doing the Best Of show in the evening. He had tweeted out that the one of the segments that he was playing from our show was the fact that you had discovered that Quincy Avery, Deshaun Watson's quarterback's throwing coach, had blocked you.
Yeah.
So Quincy Avery quote tweeted and said, LOL, today must be a quiet day in sports radio. Yes, exactly.
That was a big topic. Everybody's talking about it in the hallways here at Odyssey Houston. Quincy Avery blocked Sean Pendergast on Twitter. It's what everybody's talking about.
It wasn't newsworthy, but it was fun for Sean to try to figure out exactly when Deshaun got blocked, when Sean got blocked, and we're pretty sure it was when Deshaun had his press conference in Cleveland.
I'm going to dig into those again. The tweets that there are one or two in particular I think might have done the trick. There's also a Texans rookie that had a great analogy as to, well, quite frankly, why he wore the jersey number that he wore. We'll hear that as well. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. What do they have going on their show today? That is next. Stay there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.